Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Thanks for joining me on my podcast. I really do appreciate it. Listen, I'm trying to build an audience here. So please let people know about my podcast. Please tell your friends about it. And when you're on, give me 5 stars on whatever platform you use. You can see it on Spotify, Apple, or any platform that you use. Please give me 5 stars. Send me a note. You can catch all my episodes on my website, robscottpodcast.com. Send me an email at rob@robscottpodcast.com, and I'll answer you. I really do appreciate your patronage, and please tell other people to listen and give me a listen. Even if you disagree, you agree, you disagree, it doesn't matter. You know what? It's all about information. It's all about getting a different point of view. And this is what I like about this what I do here, is that it just gives you a different point of view. And I wanted to start today, as you know, this whole transgender kind of non-binary, this whole thing with the educational system and grooming our children and things has been something that I've been on for a while, and I'm on it because it's dear and near and dear to my heart, because I just, you know, I'm lucky that my kids are older, they're graduated, they're having families now, but I'm really concerned about my grandchildren. You know, I've got 6 and younger who are just now starting to get into the meat of their starting first grade, and some of them are just getting into kindergarten. And I'm really concerned about the environment that our educational system is in right now. I really feel sorry for my children that have to navigate this movement, this new religion that has taken over our country and our educational system. So I'm very connected with this, and it just bothers me that we as a people are allowing this to take place. And I wanted to, the very core of this has no scientific background, that's based on just nothing but lies, okay? And I wanted to play a video clip. Okay, this is Miriam Grossman. She's a MD. Her MD in gender ideology. She's written several books. She's been on many talk shows and talking about this, gender-affirming care and things like that. She was also a guest on the Matt Walsh's What Is a Woman documentary. And she has been a very outspoken person against this whole ideology that you can, you know, a boy can be a girl and a girl can be both simply because they feel so. But I want to play this for you. And she doesn't mix any words. So I just wanted to play this for you. So let me get this up here real quick. And here we go.
Is not assigned at birth.
Sex is not assigned at birth.
It's established at conception, and it's recognized at birth, if not earlier. Dr. McNamara claims that her views are science-based, but to claim that sex is assigned at birth is without any scientific basis whatsoever. Its language misleads people, especially children, into thinking that male and female are arbitrary designations and can change. Dr. McNamara claims that social and medical interventions are the only evidence-based treatment, and that scientific evidence shows it is life-saving. She insists that her position, only hers, represents standard medical care. What she doesn't want you to know is that there is no standard. There's a debate. There's a fierce debate. There is no evidence of long-term benefit, but there is evidence of harm. I'll end by quoting Jamie Reed, the courageous whistleblower from the Children's Gender Clinic in St. Louis. She said, the doctors at that clinic said, we are building the plane while we are flying it. We are building the plane while we are flying it. That's how they described the treatment at their gender clinic. Sex.
Okay, so we are building the plane while we are flying it. You ever get the feeling that you see this stuff happening, they have no evidence, and yet they're pushing these ideologies on these children at a very, very young age, okay? What things that used to be once like taboos in this country and around the world are no longer taboos anymore. They're trying to normalize this. They're trying to normalize drag queens. Nobody says that drag queens are bad, okay? If you want to go to Vegas and go pay $100 for a ticket to go see a drag queen dress up like Dolly Parton or some other actress and stuff like that, and they put on a good show, they get good voices, great. You're an adult. Knock yourself out. Go do that. But when we start having school administrators and teachers bringing these performers into our schools, and they are sitting in front of third graders and fourth graders and come in there, and these aren't the drag queens that you're seeing on the strip, okay? These aren't the performers. These are people coming here who are coming there with their fake boobs flinging around, their penises flinging around, they're half naked. This is what the administrators of our schools and our teachers think that should be part of our education. And what it is, these people are not stupid. You got to understand this. These are people, okay, in most cases. Okay, they have their bachelor's, their master's, their doctorate, their PhDs. These are smart, intelligent people. They are not stupid. I've heard this argument, well, you're just dumb, you're stupid. These are not stupid people. These people are doing this on purpose because they understand the importance of capturing these children when they're young, okay? They've taken over the media. They've taken over corporations. They've taken over higher education, colleges and universities across this country. Okay? That's not enough for them. They want to take over at the very core, the very base of the education. And that's when the kid starts getting into first grade. And if they can normalize this behavior, if they can normalize non-binary, all this talk pronouns, if they can normalize these transgender movements, gay and lesbian movements, and philosophies of life, you know, drag queens and things like that, normalize this, those kids are going to go through life thinking that's normal. Okay, and what are kids? Kids are just these chalkboards. You write something on a chalkboard, they just suck in everything that they get. Okay, kids are just naturally curious. They're naturally believing in adults. Okay, because they leave their home. Okay, they have their parents that leave their home. They go into school. They're told by their parents, okay, you're gonna listen to your teacher. You're gonna go to school. The teacher's the authority. And what we have is we have these teachers and the administrators taking advantage of this, okay? And they're moving this agenda along to teach your child that they can change their sex based on a whim, based on how they feel about themselves. To the point, and there's many stories of this, okay? Just look it up. Go read it. Go look it up online, okay? I'm not lying to you. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm not lying to you, okay? Just look it up for yourself. Find out for yourself, okay? These people are doing this on purpose, okay, to move along in an agenda, okay, to the point where they're even teaching your child, your little six-year-old, your little seven-year-old, that your parents can't be trusted with this delicate information. Only we, your teachers, okay, they're the psychologists, they're the therapists, okay? The teachers and the administrators of school are the ones that are the real adults in the room, okay? They're the ones that really believe you, okay? And we're not going to bring any harm to you. We're going to affirm everything. We're going to call you by your pronouns. You want to be a little girl, we're going to treat you like a little girl. And you're going to go home and you're not going to say one thing to your parents. You're going to lie to them to the point where one time the parent finds out, and then you have this, then you have a massive fiasco on your hands because a parent has been lied to by the administration, by the school board, whatever. And go read anything, go look at the news, you'll find examples of this across this country, okay? It used to be just pocketed, like in California, maybe Chicago, New York, or something like that. Now it's starting to pop up everywhere. And I'm telling you, these are not stupid people. They are smart, intelligent, elite people who are doing this, and they're doing it for a purpose. They're trying to get rid of our taboos. They're trying to normalize behavior, and they're trying to do it as young as possible so they can change the way people think and change our society, okay? Now, I want to read something to you. Now, this isn't I'm not approaching this way. I'm not approaching this anyway if I can find it here, there it is. I'm going to read you a passage from the Book of Mormon, and this is not a religious lesson or anything like that. I'm not trying to convert anybody, but if you really want to understand what's going on in our country today, pick up a Book of Mormon or read it just from a standpoint of history and what has taken place before. And how we can learn from history, okay? Just read it for that. And I'm gonna read in Alma 46. Most people who remember the church know what the Alma 46 is. This is Moroni and the title of Liberty. But I want to read you a few of the chapter. I'm gonna read you a few of the verses and see if you can make the connection between what's going on in this chapter here and what's going on in America today and in our world today, okay? Okay, 46 starts off by talking about this Amalickiah. Okay, he was wanting to be king. He was wanting to be a king over the people. Okay, and he was and he spent a lot of time working with those people under the king, the judges and things like that, who were also seeking power. Okay, and let me read this to you. It's very interesting, and you can make the connection in Alma 46. And chapter 5, we'll start in verse 5, sorry about that. And they had been led by the flatteries of Amalickiah, that if they would support him and establish him to be their king, that he would make them rulers over the people. Doesn't that give you a little clue about what's going on in the world today? Huh? Our bureaucracy, right? Number 6, thus they were led away by Amalickiah's in dissension, notwithstanding the preaching of Helaman and his brethren, taking exceedingly care over the church and also the high priest. So you had the high priests who were Helaman and his brethren who were teaching principles and standards as high priests of the church. And Amalickiah and his group were teaching contrary to that. Okay, and very flattering in the way that he presented things. And there are many in the church who believed in the flattering words of Amalickiah. Therefore, they dissented even from the church, and thus were the affairs of the people of Nephi. It was exceedingly precarious and dangerous, notwithstanding their great victory that they had over the Lamanites and deliverance of the Lord. Number 8, thus we see how quick the children of men do forget the Lord their God, yea, how quick to do iniquity and to lead away by the evil one. Number 9, yea, we also see the great wickedness one very wicked man can cause to take place among the children of men. Number 10, yea, we see that Amalickiah, because he was a man of cunning device, and we can say that today, right? See the connection between cunning device and a man of many flattering words, that he led away the hearts of many people to do wickedly, yea, and to seek to destroy the church of God and destroy the foundation of liberty which God had granted unto them, or which blessing God had sent upon the face of the land for the righteous sake. Number 11, and now it came to pass that when Moroni was the general, and he was leader of the armies, he was the chief commander of the armies of Nephites, had heard of the dissension, he was angry with Amalickiah. And number 12, and it came to pass that he rent his coat, and he took a piece thereof, and he wrote upon it, and this is what he wrote, in memory of our God, our religion, and freedom, and our peace, our wives, and our children, and he fastened this upon the end of a pole. Number 13, and he fastened on his headplate, and his breastplate, and his shields, and girded on the armor about his loins, and he took the pole, which he had on the end of his rent coat, and he called it the title of Liberty. And he bowed himself to the earth, and he prayed mightily unto God for the blessing of liberty to rest upon his brethren so long as there should be a band of Christians remain in the land. Okay? So let's just continue on here. Hold on. I just lost it. Here I am. Where am I? There I am. Number 14. For thus were all the true believers of Christ who belonged to the church, they were called. Number 15. And those who did belong to the church were faithful, yea, all those who were true believers in Christ took upon them gladly the name of Christ, or Christians, as they were called, because of their belief in Christ. And therefore, number 16, at this time Moroni prayed that the cause of the Christians and the freedom of the land might be favored by God. And it came to pass that when he had poured out his soul to God, he named all the land which is south of the land of desolation, yea, and in fine, all the land both the north and the south, a chosen land and a land of liberty. Okay, now go get the book. Open up Alma 46, read it for yourself. If you don't see the similarities in what I just read here, that you have a man in Malachi who is wanting to be king over the people, and he was using very flattering words. Very smart individual, very smart man, okay? He wasn't a stupid guy. You know, he was smart. He used words, very flattering words, and this is what you hear today. Okay, this is exactly what you hear from these progressives, these people who are pushing this ideology. They're using words that are hard to that are hard to fight against. Okay, they are telling parents that if they don't affirm their children, okay, if you don't believe your children, then you are killing your child, because they are 100% going to commit suicide because you're not affirming them. Okay, and if you don't do this, you're not really a good parent. You don't really love your child. And if you disbelieve me, okay, if you don't believe me, listen to this. Okay, this is the lieutenant governor of Minnesota, I believe. Listen to her. Now, you probably have heard this, but this is the same ideology that you're going to get in many, many states. Okay, it's the same thing. Now, let me just pull this up real quick. Hold on. Okay, I got it here. Sorry about that. Just when you're running your own show here, it's kind of hard sometimes to kind of keep this flowing, right? Okay, this is the lieutenant governor of Minnesota, I believe. But listen to this. If you don't believe me, what I'm saying, okay, that these are smart, intelligent people who are trying to take away the rights of the parents and trying to get you to believe that you don't have the rights to be able to raise your children the way that you want them to, that you want them to, and instill in them the principles and the standards and the beliefs that you have and be parents. But listen to this. And you can't make this stuff up.
Because let's be clear. This is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them.
I can't believe people are clapping this at the actual parents. This is craziness. And she smiles.
That's what it means to be a good parent.
What it means to be a good parent. Okay. No, it's not means... No, it's not. Okay. Just affirm everything your child tells you. It is not this, and this. These are the leaders that you have in these states who are fighting this so-called made-up gender-affirming care. These people are trying to take your rights away from you as parents. Now, if you don't believe me, just look what happened. Just look what happened with Governor Newsom in California with the new law that they have here. If you don't support your child, okay, with this bill that hasn't been passed yet, but it's probably going to get passed. If you don't agree with with your child and affirm them, they will have the right with this new law to take your child away from you, put them into social services, take them away from you as their parents because you don't affirm them. That's the new law. Okay, so they're saying that the state of California and the government of California is going to become parents to those who don't. Who are not affirmed in their homes. They're taking away your rights. They're taking away your children now. And if you think this is crazy, it is crazy. like I said, these are not dumb people. These are not stupid people. And I see these comments all, well, he's just stupid. He's just dumb. No, they're not stupid. They're smart and they're intelligent and they use flattering words, much like Malachi used in the Book of Mormon with the people of Nephi. Because their design is not something that's good for your children. It's not good for your family. It's not good for your belief in God. They are tearing down the very essence of who we are as people. Okay? It goes against who we are. As human beings, male and female, we were created. Okay? And that's there's no in between that. Okay? There's nothing in between that. You have people that may think they are, that may have some psychological issues that they need to deal with, okay? But we have a society now who is teaching these things as norms. They're not taboos any longer. Now, that should worry just about every person that's raising children. It should be a concern to you. Now, I know their voices are loud, and they have a lot of power behind them. I get it, okay? With climate change, you have BlackRock and you have Vanguard and all these people putting so much incredible pressure on corporations to establish, you know, ESG and CEI scores and things like that, which are causing them to do crazy things. You know, Anheuser-Busch is one of them, Target and many other ones that are trying to, you know, if they want financing, if they want people to invest, and they want these BlackRocks who trillions and trillions of dollars in investments and dollars that they can throw, and if you don't have a 100% ESG score or CEI score, then you don't get the funding that you need to run your business. They're holding these people hostage. It's the same thing with that in climate change. It's the same thing with affirming care. It's the same thing in businesses where if you don't hire somebody who comes in and you have to basically, you know, put together and organize a whole new department for gender affirming care and gender affirmation and things like that, and hiring people based on their race or their color or their sex or whatever instead of their merit, this is what you get. You get these hiccups and these clicks, and you're seeing that with Anheuser-Busch. I hope it continues, because you continue to need to send a message to these folks that these things don't work and people in general don't support this. Never forget this, okay? You are in the majority. The majority of people believe in that there is a male or female, XX and XY chromosomes. That's what most people believe because it's the truth. Okay, you have a small band of people with big bullhorns. They have corporations, they have the media, they have, you know, fact checkers that aren't really fact checkers out there. Yeah, and now they have the government, they have bureaucracy, okay, that can throw you in jail because you disagree with your 6-year-old about their sex. You think about it. Okay, this is where we are today, and this is why this is so important. Right now, I could care. I don't give a rat's ass about the election. I really don't. No one man is going to fix this. Donald Trump isn't going to fix this. He might be able to curtail it, but he's not going to fix it. Biden definitely isn't going to fix it. We've seen him. He's walking around the White House lawn with a naked transgender woman, man, or whatever it is, okay, and supporting this crap. Okay, so he's not, and his bureaucracy isn't, and they're corrupting everything. They're just like Malachi in chapter 46. He's getting these people. He wants to be king, but he's getting all these judges and all these people below him with power, okay? And he's deceiving them, okay, to bring him into power. And this is exactly is what's going on in our world today, in America today, and it needs to stop. And how does it stop? Well, guess what? That's where you come in. That's where I come in. Okay, when we teach our children correct principles and we let them govern ourselves, that's what my dad always taught me. He says, "I'm going to teach you these principles." Okay, they are true and lasting principles. They will never go away. They are true. They were true 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago. They're true today, and they will always be true. Okay, these are principles that I want you to learn. And it's up to you to learn, up to you to get to understand them and to believe them yourself, and then to govern yourself correctly and accordingly with the principles that I teach you. Okay, and then I'm supposed to take that, and then when I have children, I'm supposed to pass along that gauntlet, right? That flame. And I'm supposed to teach my children those same principles. Well, that's what I tried to do. Not a perfect guy. I told you that 1,000 times. But I tried to teach my children those principles. Okay? Truth. That's what I'm interested in. I don't want flattery. I don't want a bunch of lies and flattery and people using words that they don't mean. They do not know what they mean, nor do they care what they mean. They just use them because they're trying to move from point A to point B. That's all they're doing. You see it every day. All you have to do is read, open your eyes, and open your ears and listen. Listen intently. Listen very closely to what people are saying. If you listen to these things, you will see what is taking place. If you read the transcript of this lieutenant governor in Minnesota a little bit farther down the line, it talks that she says it, the quiet part out loud. She says it, that parents don't have a right basically to raise their children, they're not educated enough. They're not smart enough to understand the complexities of transgenderism and what their children are going through, and that the government needs to step in and take that role because they know better. Just listen to it. Just listen to the President of the United States and the White House press secretary talking about these are not your children. They're our children. Okay? They're our children. No, they are not. They are not the government's children. They're being raised to be taxpayers someday, but they are not your children. They're moms and dads who they belong to. They are not yours. You do not have the right to groom them. You do not have a right to have your teachers and your board of educations and your high school and your colleges sit there and brainwash these children to do and to believe things that are not true. You're setting them up for failure. You're setting them up for a life of misery and woe. And this is what we're going to find out. Mark my words. Mark it today. What is today? The 19th. Mark it right now. In 10 years from now, 5 to 10 years from now, you are going to start seeing the ramifications of all this transgender ideology, this new religion that we have here. You're going to start seeing the ramifications because many of these kids who are having their bodies altered through puberty blockers, through gender-affirming care and having their breasts removed and having their penises chopped off, okay, they're going to be living a life that is not real. They're going to be living a life that is dictated to them by their puberty blockers, by the medicine they're given to, by pharmaceutical companies, by surgeons, who are just doing the work of the adversary. That's all they're doing. And they are all in it together. And it's money. It's fame. It's power. That's all this is. And they are hurting our children. I cannot. This topic just makes me not sleep at night. This is why it's so important to me. This makes me sick. It just makes me sick that we as individuals, as United States citizens, as parents, don't see this. Okay, we have been flattered by cunning words and cunning language. And we are gonna reap what we sow. And we're going to see that in 5 to 10 years. You wait and see. I'm not a climate person, so I'm not going to make any. You know, in 3 years, we're going to see people committing suicide. We're already starting to see that. But I'm just saying, with 5 to 10 years, you're going to start seeing the results of these people who have done this, and they are going to realize that what they did is wrong. Okay, and that their lives are now completely and utterly unchangeable and unalterable anymore. They can't go back, and they're going to realize that, and it's going to be an emotional and mental state for these kids. And it's all because we have adults, we have doctors who have promised to do no harm, who are doing harm to these kids. Because you know why? Because they're afraid. Therapists are afraid. Doctors are afraid. anybody who opposes this ideology is afraid to lose their license, to lose their life, you know, their life's work. They're afraid of it. But there's a few people that are strong who are standing up, and you need to be one of those. You got to remember, they may have the bullhorns. They may have the social medias. They may claim that they're winning the social war. They are not. Because the majority of Americans and the majority of people around the world do not believe in this stuff. And the only way it's going to change is the hearts of those who don't believe in it voice those opinions and are unaltering in the way that they present their feelings. You have to speak up. I have said this over and over again. You have to speak up. Not necessarily being louder, but being more numerous. Okay, and when you're more numerous, the other crowd has nothing, no facts, no data, no nothing to back up what they're saying. And they were cowered down. But you got to be strong. You have to have faith. You have to have an understanding of what the world, what is going on. And you have to stand up for it and say to yourself, this is not going to happen on my watch. I hope we can do it. I don't put my faith in any man, any elected official anymore. I never did, really. But I don't put my faith in those people because they're all, to me, they're all power hungry. Most of them are. People who want to be president are just power hungry people. You know, and I'm not saying saying that that's a bad thing. You have to be motivated. You have to be motivated. Sometimes it's power and it's good power, and you're using it and you're wielding it in a way that it's good. But there are people out there. You got to be aware that there are people like Amalekiah who are not in a position. They are not trying to wield power for the good of the people. He's wielding power because he wants power of himself. Okay, that is not good. That is not something we are looking for in our elected officials, and anybody who presents themselves like that should not be voted for. You really need to take a look at the people that are running and really choose. And even if that person you don't think is going to win, you still believe that his principles and standards or that person's principles and standards stand for what you, then vote for that person. Let bygones be bygones. That's the way it is. Okay? It's just the way it is. You vote for the people that align with your ideas, your faith, and your ideologies, and your principles and your standards. Okay? You try to do the best you can. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult because they cross the line a lot, you know, and it's really difficult. They come off certain ways. They're flattering, right? They use flattering words. And I know it's difficult. But if you listen to them long enough and you follow them, you'll get an understanding. You will. I promise you, you will. Hey, thanks for listening. Hey, I hope everybody had a good Father's Day. All the men out there that are fathers, I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day. I heard from all my kids. I sure love them. They're great kids. And I'm proud to be a dad. I'm proud to be a father. I'm proud of raising four children that are just amazing kids, and they're all making their way through life, and hopefully they'll set a course that will allow them to make a difference in the world that they live in, and that they'll stay strong to the principles and standards that I tried to teach them. You know, they have to govern themselves now, and I have to have faith in them. I think I told you this before. Every Sunday, while I'm in church, I take my Mac with me, and I drop a text each, not each one of them, but I do a collective kind of like text to them all. And I usually have a thought that I've been thinking about through the week, and I share that with them. But I stay in contact with them because I want them to know that their father is trying his best to live the principles and the standards that I have taught them. That my dad taught them. And I want that to be generational. I want them to have those same beliefs because I know they're true. And I want them to share those and teach those to their children and so on and so on. Okay? And, you know, now we have three generations from my father now. that hopefully that's what we're doing, and that's what I've tried to set out to do. So I'm very proud of them. I love each and every one of them, and God bless them, and God strengthen them in their resolve to be good parents and good people in this world, and to really, you know, make a difference in this world. And with that being said, thanks for listening. I appreciate you tuning in. Share this with your friends, please. And until next time, have a good week. And remember, it's a dangerous world out there. Stay close to your faith, and stay true. Stay positive and stay true to the truth. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.